Yeah, like Rob said, thanks everybody for coming. Sorry it wasn't yesterday when everybody was initially down here, but I think after the initial response from Joe, I think I just needed some time away and really take a day or two, to a day and a half or so, to kind of digest what my feelings are, my thoughts, and what ultimately my decisions will be made. But I need to thank a lot of people. I think for 22 years there's been a lot of people from start to finish that I've met and worked with and still know and keep in contact with. Obviously the Gunn family, originally owned the North Stars, and Norm Green and of course Tom Hicks and his family, for what they've the opportunities they've given me and this team and this city. So of course coaches, general managers that I've had along the way here in Dallas and Minnesota as well, and teammates that I still have some great relationships with, and have in the last day and a half have talked to quite a few, Zubov and Sidor and obviously Brett and the crew from way back when, Ludwig and a few of the others. So they've all been a big part of my career and my life and my playing the game of hockey. So and in some ways I expected something of this nature to unfold. I knew it was coming to be that time, that decision, that hard choice to be made, obviously from a general manager standpoint, from Joe, and an ownership decision to, eventually you need to go in a direction that's going to be best for the team, I feel, and for the future. So I know there's a lot of, he said, she said things about the rumors about what me playing or not playing, but I think those are decisions to be made in the next couple weeks, I think, once the free agent market opens up, and I probably have a little better understanding of where I fit in or place with other teams or other options. But I think first and foremost is finally getting a firm answer on whether or not to play. So I think that's still up in the air, like everybody knows. So just to rehash on 22 years, it's been an amazing time, unbelievable experiences. I've been lucky enough to have certain records that have been achievable and certainly winning here in 99 and having those championship teams have certainly been special and a lot of fun. So I can't say I regret a thing about my decisions of where I've played and staying here. And obviously no one ever could imagine how the sport of hockey has impacted the state of Texas or the city of Dallas, and being a part of that from the ground floor has certainly been probably one of the most exciting things about being down here and being possibly accepted as a Texan over years that I've been here. So of course I want to thank the fans, and they've meant the most to me, and they've really inspired us to be better players, and they put the pressure on us to perform well, but through good and bad, I think here in our experiences they've been nothing but great. I mean, we've found new hockey fans here in Dallas. We've really created a fan base here that, frankly, I didn't think was ever going to be possible, even a state of Minnesota where hockey is like football in Texas. You know, it was there's nothing like hockey in Minnesota. So, we all had our feelings about being moved and transplanted. So, but it all good things, all bad things that happen, it turns out to be possibly blessing in disguise, and maybe this is one of them. So, that's all I have to say.
Mike Modano live on Sports Radio 1310.
Mike,
the Ticket.
So you're going to look at when free agency opens up, so you're still wanting to play. Why not just call it a quits, a great career? Still have that drive, that hunger?
Well, there's days I do go through those decisions in my head about being excited about playing. I think that always will be there. I think that fire and... for any of us at this point in our career and our lives, that's the battle you have of really fully letting go. And if you feel you can still play and contribute, and I've always felt until I feel I'm really awful and bad at this game that I'll move on and not do it anymore. And there's times that I do feel after games said to myself, I probably shouldn't have been out there. And then some nights I feel, man, that felt good, and things went well, and I could maybe do this a couple more years. So there's always, game to game, there was always those feelings. So.
You have particular teams in mind, even as you sit here now, that you think, I could see myself skating for that thing?
It's hard to say any in particular team. There's the tons that you say it could be real easy to play. In some of those situations, obviously, I'm very familiar with the West, those cities, those personnel, players. We've been there enough over the last, dozen years or so, after the lockout when our schedules were rearranged. But obviously, just being 22 years around, personnel and teams and whatnot, so... There's some that I think about that could be a fun to be a part of.
Your decision to play or not to play, Mike, is tough enough as it is, but now that you have to do something you've never done before and play for another team, a new city, how much more difficult does that now make?
Probably the most difficult decision I have had to make. I've been fortunate enough to be here, like I said, a long time, and to possibly having to wear a different jersey really kind of doesn't seem right to me in some points, but that has to be the way it is if I want to continue to play. So I guess I just have to really look at their situation as a team and how I fit in and their personnel as well and see if it's a comfortable situation too for both sides and their players there, and knowing that an older player is coming in to take a younger player's position. So I guess you got to walk a fine line there.
How teams look at you as a first line or second line center, would that also determine if you want to continue?
I think my role doesn't really have a major impact on that decision. I think ultimately you want to have a successful team, a team that you feel could possibly go deep in the playoffs. I think that's just one factor in it to make one last run at it. There's nothing like going three or four rounds deep in the playoffs in hockey and for that nature. And I was asked to do that with Washington and possibly Philly or Boston at the trade deadline. Those were three options, and I'm really thinking Washington, and then the other two, and Philly makes the finals. So I was like, you never know what can happen, and you make those decisions and choices. But in our position with the Stars, we were only a point out, I think, out of the playoffs at that point. So I still felt there was a chance to get in and make some waves. And so, but as far as my position or my role, I don't think that's going to – I know it's going to be similar to what I was last year, so – I'm acceptive of that.
Mike, did anyone in the organization ever say to you, if you don't make this decision for yourself by a certain date, we're going to have to make it for you?
Well, I think those were the conversations Joe and I had. We had a lot of them, and as soon as the season was over, we started talking. I think he wanted to really get a beat on where I was feeling as far as playing what ultimately my decision was going to be if I knew at that point. I knew in the back of his mind there was a tough call to be made here soon, and I think he knew if I ultimately wanted to play, I think he was just getting a read from me on what I was going to do. And if it lingered and I really wasn't committing one way or the other, then, you know, he knew after a while he had to make that decision and that choice publicly before I did. Joe's been fantastic about the whole situation. I don't envy that situation, that position. I mean, we're first and foremost friends and teammates, and we'll continue to be that no matter what happens down the road. So, I mean, he was a big part of our team and for me and the way we work together on the ice. And so, that too is something you play long enough, you have a lot of teammates and friends who become coaches and GMs, and even with Hully, there was always that little distance between us because we didn't want to feel like our relationship had an impact on other players on the team. You know, we were still close. He's at my wedding. And those are always sensitive subjects, too.
Mike Madonna live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yesterday, who are you disappointed and upset with?
I think just the ultimate having to make that decision. I don't think there's anybody personally I'm upset or disappointed in. I just would have loved to see it work or work its way out here. I mean, first and foremost, obviously. But like I said, I'm in no means upset with Tom or Joe. I mean, they've been fantastic, and I can't, thank them enough for the opportunity that Tom has given me in this town and with this team and over again, and stepping in 5 years ago to make sure I didn't leave and when I had the opportunity to. So there's no one personally that I'm upset with. It was just upsetting and disappointing it didn't work out.
Do you think you deserve something else?
At this point, it's hard to say that I want more. I've been given everything I could possibly ever ask for from a team and a city and everything. So I'm pretty content with that. I'm not asking for much anymore. I don't need anything else. I'm very happy with where I'm at and what I've done and what we've accomplished here. And so I'm not really looking about that.
Look at other players in your sport that played in the late 30s and early 40s. Does that also give you like, hey, I could do that too beyond my age now?
Yeah, I mean, you see other players in other sports, and obviously other players in our sport that are still hovering my age and 40, and they're still enjoying it and having fun, so I think the grind is something that wears on you. The daily routine of a hockey player is consuming, but I think ultimately when you get to the game, you get to springtime, you're in the playoffs. I think that's kind of what we know and what we've learned to really push ourselves to achieve, and that's ultimately what we want to get to is April and be one of those top eight teams. And so you see other players in those positions and still playing that you still feel you can do what they've been asked to do in their team.
Mike, early in your career, it's like I can remember you saying, I can't imagine playing past age 35.
This is the Mike Bonanno press conference on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You could be Recchi, you could be Chelios. I mean, have you even talked to those guys about what it's like to do that?
I haven't yet. I still talk daily with Sidor, and he still wants to play. And, when I was 18, I looked at 30-year-olds and swore I would never be able to make it that long, and then all of a sudden 12 years have gone by pretty fast and you're 30 and you still feel that's your prime, that was your best years, and then another 10 under that, it goes fast, and I can't really believe it's been this quick. you know, I probably will talk to Chris and probably Mark too, and a few others. And but you know, everybody's going to have their different opinions about how they feel and what they want to do. I've heard Mark wants to still play, and you know, so that's, I guess, if the right situation, the right setting, I think you can make it work anywhere.
You see what Joe was looking at. Would it have been difficult for you to come back on this team and find a place to fit? And was it difficult at all last year?
I think the year as a whole was difficult. I think we all had our moments last year where we felt we were better than we were playing, and you know, our results weren't as close to what we expected. And that probably happens. There's a lot of changeover. There's a lot of expectations and demands and responsibilities starting to lay on younger players and with a new coach. So there's a little, everybody had to adapt to one another. So, I guess when you're at that age, you don't have much time to adapt anymore. There's no time for transition and waiting for younger players to develop and be an impact situation for those guys here. So I think that's kind of where I think Joe's feeling is, and I think that's where my position would be, looking at teams in the next week or two where there isn't those situations going on anymore, where, you know, hey, we're rebuilding, we just don't have the position, or do we have a semi veteran type team and that with a little mix of young guys and not totally a transition period that you could possibly say, yeah, you know, that might be a good scenario for me.
You touched a little bit about this. Can you talk about more about your favorite times, your favorite moments, the cup, some of the times that you've had here that really, really delivered for you?
Boy, there's tons of them. Even getting off the plane for the first time, I think, from Minneapolis, not knowing, expecting where I was and, you know, what was going to happen here and a lot of unknowns, but it was a fresh start for a lot of us. I think, you know, we felt the hockey side of things weren't working in Minnesota like we hoped, but we knew we had great fans there, obviously, but, you know, coming to a city where you had to re-educate people and get acclimated in a town, in an area of the country that no one's familiar with at all, and especially hockey isn't familiar at all, so that took time. I think that was that's been the best, the most fulfilling of the whole thing, is watching the building of rinks, watching the growth of hockey, minor hockey, and the Central Hockey League or minor hockey teams or minor pro teams that have moved down to San Antonio, Austin. I mean, places all over the place now that, the NHL has players in it. So, but certainly, those Stanley Cup runs, I mean, those were just moments that were hard to, you know, duplicate at reunion. I mean, those were phenomenal years. I mean, just the best hockey, the best players. We had the best teams. I mean, our relationships with those guys and some of the individuals we had on our team were just, it was a unique chemistry and character guys that, you know, those type of situations don't come around very often. And, you know, now we know it's difficult to get back to how hard it is to get back to that level.
If you were to play for another team, would you keep Dallas as your home?
Yeah, definitely so. I love it here. Wasn't a moment that I really regretted being down here and wish we were somewhere else. It's always been a phenomenal place. The fans have been great. The people have been very supportive and outgoing, and I've a Southern mentality. I was always, you know, it's outgoing and really kind of touching at times the way people have been to me and fans from all walks of life that have followed me since being down here. So, ultimately this will be home and maybe spend some time somewhere else a little bit, too.
Mike, you mentioned at the start you talked to a lot of these old guys, Ludwigs and those guys. You talked to the new guys, the guys that you've just been playing with?
I haven't really talked to anybody. I talked to Jamie Benn for a while just to see how that whole playoff scenario was going for him. And he had times when he felt he wasn't things weren't going well, and you know, you just try to, you know, reassure him that he's fine, and things will work out. And he had a great 2 months. I mean, he probably was a little upset that he had to go down there and play, but I mean, he's got a bright future. I mean, he was a diamond in the rough for a fourth or fifth rounder, I think, and made great strides. But he's the one guy I've kind of touched base with a little bit, and you know, I see Morrow obviously around town quite often, living here, and of course Marty, chatted with him a little bit, and just guys like I said from back in the days that we still keep in touch. So not too many guys here right now, and that's that was a big thing too. There's a big age gap now between these guys and me, and you know, things that they enjoy doing I used to enjoy when I was 18, 19, 22, but I can't bounce back like I used to when I was that young, and it's I think those days are long gone.